Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You have to have the right guys, the right kind of team that meshes together and that can work well together and that can play well together. I think that is so important. So, yes, on paper, at the beginning of the season, you know, Texas was the number one team. But once you lose that opening game and once your starting quarterback starts to struggle, what happens inside of that locker room and how do you respond as a team? And I think that has a lot to do with it. And so the way Texas just went down there and lost to Florida – and now, you know, they're going to have to play Oklahoma. I know it's a home game, but if Oklahoma goes in there and stumps on Texas, their season's pretty much going to go downhill from there unless they make some major changes. So I really think that, you know, obviously, you know, the preseason rankings, they are what they are, and we do them for a reason. But in this new era of the transfer portal, it's really hard to tell what a team is and what they're made of until maybe the middle part of the season, because it's not, at this point, it's no longer just about talent. It's about, you know, how can a team bring all that talent together and be a team that can go to win the championship?
Yeah, I mean, and in Texas' case as well, I mean, it could be about the talent meshing, but also, I mean, let's face it, some of the talent was overrated there at quarterback. I mean, right? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I believe that as well. I mean, and also, you know, now, you know, Steve Sarkisian, he's in a point right now in a place where you can't really bench him, can you? I mean, the name recognition alone, I mean, he's been hyped up for so long. Can you really bench him or do you just let your season ride on his shoulders and his arm and let him go through the growing pains? Because, again, I think if Arch remains the starting quarterback for this team, they're not going to be that successful. But, you know, do you ride with him and hope for better success next year? Because he'll have to go through it.
Yeah. All right, Marcus. Well, thanks so much for joining us here today. We'll have to do this again sometime soon. But I'm very happy for all your success owning Mississippi. You're all over the media. People turn on the TV. They see you on the TV. They're walking to class. They see you at the class. They see you. You're everywhere. You're on the radio pre and post game. And there's nobody better, right? There's nobody better. I challenge anyone to find anybody better to be the pre and post game host for Mississippi State football. Like, I mean, that is your destiny, and it's awesome that you've got that job right now. And you're doing, when I'm tuning in, you're doing great at it. So I shout out to you, Marcus. Doing awesome. Very proud.
Kevin, listen, I really appreciate it. I appreciate you as well. And, you know, thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, we got to do this a lot more often. You know, I always enjoy talking with you. I always enjoy chatting with you. And, yeah, we got to do this again.
Yeah, I'll have you here more than Mississippi State will have the Tigers. I'll tell you that.
You're probably correct on that one.
Yeah, once every four years, and then never ever again. That's what. All right, we'll talk later. Thanks, Marcus. Marcus Hunter.
All right, talk to you later.
Formerly of Memphis Television, Memphis Radio, now pre and post game for Mississippi State. He's off this weekend. Jeffrey's off today, but we still got an hour to go on this show. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about John Calipari inside the NBA, and we're going to get you ready. We've got our guide. George is over there working hard behind the glass. Who are we rooting for, and who are we rooting against? Because all the focus has been on tonight. But if game day really is going to happen in Memphis, other teams need to lose too. So let's find out. We'll talk about that later on in our weekend preview. You are listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company Without Jeffrey on 92.9 FM ESPN. Thanks, announcer man. We've been waiting on that one. Jeffrey out today. He'll be back on Monday to recap the weekend. A well-deserved off day for Jeffrey, getting his batteries recharged and having some fun. And he'll be back with us, like I said, on Monday. I'm guessing so his the Owls are off this weekend too, so he had this is
I don't know why I didn't think about that. Yeah. I guess so are that's they why off? He scheduled they have a bye week for MUS.
I don't know. Are you calling the game?
Oh no. You know what I'm doing to you of all people know.
Right, yes, I do know you. Every day around this time we do something we call it the list. The National Guard? Did I just put the National Guard on the list?
You did.
I'm shouting at our new listeners. The National Guard, they are officially here. Today is the day we've all been waiting for. But the National Guard is here, and they are being photographed and sighted right by the Bass Pro Pyramid in downtown Memphis, the site where George thinks game day should set up. I think it's not a bad idea, the pyramid and the river and the bridge when they do come here. But the National Guard, they have arrived. They are here, and they're tuning in, I'm sure, to this station. So we just want to give them a special shout-out and welcome to Memphis. We make sure you pick up. Got to get some barbecue while you're here. Got to get some barbecue.
Support local business, always.
Yeah, I mean, you're downtown. You know, you're going to go. People are going to say rendezvous. I like it. Some people say it's overrated. I think it's rated where it should be. It's a great experience, especially if you've never been to Memphis. You need to go in the alley, go get some barbecue.
Yeah.
Have you had – I don't know where the guard – you know, is coming from. I guess they're being sent from all over the state. Is that what we're doing? Is that where we're sending them from? So they probably have been to Memphis before.
No idea.
You might be from the Nashville area. Have you tried Gus's? You got to get some Gus's fried chicken, you know, while you're downtown.
Definitely.
Now, if the line is really long at Rendezvous or Central's always open, the great thing about Central Barbecue, they're downtown too, right next to the National Civil Rights Museum. Go there. Unbelievable museum. But Central's open 7 days a week, so you get, you know, Rendezvous closed on select days, so that might be an issue for you getting your barbecue this weekend. But there's no football game, unfortunately, for y'all to go to. But hopefully you'll be here for game day in a few weeks. So shout out to the National Guard. Welcome to Memphis. Any other advice we need to give them here? Stay or listen. The Bass Pro is cool. Go to the top. You know,
Pro is pretty cool.
I don't know if they'll charge you full price. I don't know if there's a military discount to ride to the top of the Bass Pro, but go to the top up there, get some great views while you're downtown. Maybe walk across the river over to Arkansas.
Are they allowed to do that? I mean, if they're.
I mean, I don't know. We should
have no idea.
We should have. Calipari should have done that on his. On his media tour he was doing yesterday. Cal should have walked across the river. That bridge was not there the last time he was here. You know, when he was the coach, they hadn't built that bridge yet.
That'd be a cool photo op.
From Arkansas to Memphis, right? Walk over, and they could shake hands in the middle where the state line is over the Mississippi River. Speaking of John Calipari, let's put him on the list. John Calipari. Okay. Look, I was saying, I don't know when it happened and the exact moment it happened, George, but I have come full circle on John Calipari, and I am officially 100% brainwashed again, and I am a John Calipari guy. He is the best coach in college basketball. Sorry, Penny. He's made more Sweet 16s. He made Final Four. He almost won championship.
Yeah.
He's won one for another school, but... listening to Calipari yesterday on Jason and John was such a just awesome experience as a Memphian. That, I mean, we knew there was questions of how were we far enough removed from yet? Had time enough time passed to honor John Calipari? I mean, I think without question. And this John Calipari, which is very similar to the old John Calipari, right? But this is I don't care if it's John Calipari, whoever it is. But if somebody was to come on the radio and go on national television and get in meetings with ESPN executives and other people and say the things that John Calipari is currently saying about Memphis, I don't care who it is. Like, hey, John Calipari, it was an awesome interview. If you haven't listened to it, you can go listen to it on 92.9 FM ESPN's website. Easily find that or wherever you get your podcast if you have not listened to Calipari's interview from yesterday. But every time he is talking, George, now I'm like all in. He's got me ready to run through a wall for him again. Like, it takes a village. I'm in. I whatever you say. He just is so because he doesn't take himself so seriously. There's just a little meta presentation in his way he acts this day in his older age that it's even more charming. He's even more charismatic. Like, I'm telling you, I'm brainwashed again. I'm a Cal guy. I can't wait for the Hoops for St. Jude and the idea that we came up with in hour one that we need to tie that into a possible game day. And yes, sure, Cal, I'm welcoming Cal. Like, just think, it's crazy. In 2019, would we say Calipari should be the one of the pickers on College Game Day?
Oh,
in
gosh.
Memphis? No, hell no, we wouldn't say that. But no, like I'd be fine for it because you put Calipari on television in Memphis and the nice things that he would say and the amount of people that would believe what he is saying and as fact and so like yes, I would love to have Calipari on as the game day picker. We're starting that campaign now. Cal and Penny together, a tag team. And but you know, that's if game day happens, which we'll get into later on. But Calipari, when he was the Memphis coach. There was nobody that I wanted different than him to be the coach. He was the guy. He was perfect for this city, this team, in that moment. And he did amazing things when he was here. And it's great to have him be a local hero and celebrity again. Because, my goodness, you don't know what you miss. I got it back. I was like, my goodness, this was great. I miss those times. There's reasons why we were mad because it was so great when he was here. But next time, just John needs to call in for when a guest host is on. That's what we need.
We
get Cal on here after Memphis beats them in the Hoops for St. Jude game. Inside the NBA, they just released a list. So Inside the NBA has been, of course, a big topic of conversation in the NBA offseason. And there's controversy as well because Charles Barkley was just concerned. He didn't know what was going on. Like, he was like saying, like, I don't know when we're going to be on, how we're going to be on, who's doing it. He's like, he's acting very clueless in any interview he's done. So ESPN has released a schedule, George. They've released the entire schedule. I need to get a pocket version of this. Maybe they will release a pocket version. I want to be able to, like, the Grizzlies pocket schedule or magnet schedule.
Give me a magnet schedule.
Of an Inside the NBA magnet schedule. Can the Grizzlies, is it too late for the Grizzlies to give one of those away? I mean, they're doing magnet schedules as a giveaway for like 3 or 4 nights. So make one of them the Inside the NBA magnet schedule.
Was that not for the preseason games?
Was it just for preseason? Because we do have some spooky stuff coming up. Got to get that.
Yeah.
The job bucket.
That's right. The Halloween candy bucket. Yeah. One quick thing, like, as I was reading this press release and looking at the schedule, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it originally reported that it was only going to be, like, a 30-minute slate or a 45-minute slate for postgame? And now, all of a sudden, they're like, okay, wait a second, we're going to do our pregame, our postgame, we're doing half times, we're doing between the games, where now it sounds more like what Inside the NBA was originally like,
it's still
to be
right. I feel like no matter what they say, until we actually see it, I have to see it to believe it, because I do not think it's possible for ESPN, ABC, Disney to do what you saw on TNT and what Turner Sports did, which was, it's a very casual, mm-hmm. no time limit, to use a wrestling term. Like, there was like no time limit, no disqualification. I mean, it was just, it went on until they said, all right, it was like, Ernie was like, I'm ready to go to bed.
Like, we're not going to see Shaq eating, you know, the spiciest chips on the planet.
We might see that. Because, I mean, do you think they're going to have someone with the
control?
He won't recover
by the end of the show if it's only an hour.
It's so, according to reports, it's at the NBA pregame shows on ESPN will begin 1 hour before tip-off, with postgame shows starting immediately after the game ends. Pregame shows on ABC will begin 30 minutes prior. And did you see on your reports, like, how long the postgame shows will be? What is interesting is they released what is a very back-loaded schedule for Inside the NBA. It's real heavy. They're going to be, like, you know, the week that the season tips off, lots of Inside the NBA on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then they have, like, one November date, one December date, which is Christmas Day. And then
that's so weird because I like,
I mean, that's the big day for the NBA.
But my thing is, and for that to be the only date,
right,
during December. I mean, that's
what's the special days, right? It's the special days,
yeah,
that they seem to focus on in some ways, because it doesn't look like they're on Martin Luther King either. It's the Grizzlies are not on MLK Day, because there is no on the schedule, there is no Monday, so no inside on Martin Luther King Day. So the Turner crew will have the night off, because January they have a few days. It starts picking up in January. Mm-hmm. In mid-January is when it gets busier again, and they start having more dates. It's a very backloaded schedule. Do they have any? They have a couple of back-to-backs. You always, if you're looking at an NBA schedule, you got to see if they had any back-to-backs.
Always,
right?
Seeing so your Friday to Saturday back-to-backs.
Right. Yeah, how will you perform on those back-to-backs there? But
I don't see how long they're planning on post-game to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a fair assumption, but I would assume it's pretty close to the length of the pregame show. I mean, that's usually how a lot of these shows do it.
And I do wonder, I don't know if they know, and I think that if they know exactly how it's going to go yet, but they at least have the schedule out, right? Print this on a magnet. I don't think, because you see what they've done with Pat McAfee, like Pat still, his show is his show that he used to do. He's just doing it on ESPN, and they have to, like, instead of making certain times where you're in and outs for commercials or station identification, all that type of stuff, like, they just go to commercial and they put a little thing on the screen saying, hey, we'll, you know, keep watching on YouTube, we'll be right back on ESPN. And, like, do they do something like that? Does Inside the NBA end on television and then they send you to the ESPN app? They act like that's not a thing now, but, like, I feel like they're gonna probably be pushing that app more so.
I could see that, especially with the DTC, that rollout. I could see that. One thing, too, that I find interesting is that there are still going to be Sunday games, especially once we get into February, because aren't Sundays going to NBC for basketball?
Yeah, I thought maybe. So do they have...
Are they going to be
Sunday night and daytime?
You're right. Are the
because ABC still
games.
Has some games? This is why there are too many channels now. Many channels with these deals.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. The first Sunday that's on the schedule is February 22nd, which is certainly past the Super Bowl.
Right.
So the Sundays on NBC for basketball, I mean, it's going to be Tirico at that point, which is, you know, for a lot of people going to be, you know, the primetime evening game. Are those going to be running? ABC gets the matinee, NBC gets the nightcap, or are they going to be concurrent? We have no idea yet.
All right. Yeah. Well, so I'm glad we have some more information. I like that we have a schedule. That's what I want. That's what I want with so much of this, is I got to try to keep track on when the things are happening. I wish it was a consistent, like, they're just put them on every Thursday. It was very easy to remember. Now that I have to, like, reference, are they on this week? Let me see what's happening.
Got to put on your Google Calendar. Got to see, right, which games are, or which games have the asterisk or not.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to put that. Yeah, we'll see. We're doing the list here. Who else is coming on the list? Oh, John Morant. John Morant gave his first comment since his injury here, and the official medical update from John Morant, according to Drew Hill of the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show, quote, the official medical update, it's good. It's good. That's what Morant said when he asked how his ankle was feeling. Nothing to be crazy about, according to Morant, as we've been, of course, cautiously optimistic about all week long. It's like, this is the best time to get an injury. This is probably the best injury you could hope for if you're going to get one. And is it really that much of an injury, or is Ja wanting to take the preseason off, which I think is also probably pretty smart. Let's be honest. If you're injury prone, do you need to be actually risking getting truly injured, especially coming off of what was a brutal injury there at the end of the playoffs there at the end of the season. So Ja, great to see that Ja is doing all right. Let's the Savannah Bananas. Big news from our buddy Jason Munns at the Commercial Appeal, but the Savannah Bananas. Yes, yeah, so we're talking baseball, and we're not talking, George, about the awesome
playoffs
going on right now. We've got playoff game five tonight. a game five matchup tonight and tomorrow, which is the battle of the two teams that I know the casual baseball fans probably care about. And tomorrow, the Cubs-Brewers game. Well, I thought the Cubs were done. I thought they were going to get swept. I thought it was like, I mean, they just looked like no chance. No chance against the Brewers. And somehow we're in a game five tomorrow. Bob Uecker, of course, the year he passes away, the Brewers, it's got to be, if you can change who America's team is every year, kind of, you know, pick who America's cheering for, I kind of decide this best storyline is what America would really want. This is the one that they want, right? We want to see the Brewers win the World Series, unfortunately, unless you're a Cubs fan. But, of course, Cubs is always your default cheer for casual fans as well. If you don't have a team, like, yeah, sure, it's great to see the Cubs do well because, you know, they don't do well very often. So that game's going to be fun tomorrow, but we have Mariners in Detroit tonight. But of local interest, there was a, you know, you were tuning in last night. I remember, George, you had considered, you told me you thought you were going to have to be off work last night because it was the selection show for the Savannah Bananas. What is it they did? Yeah. They did a special event last night. The Savannah, they announced the city draft. They had a city draft. That's what they call it. A city draft.
How many city tour? Was it a 45 city tour that they're doing? 45 state tour, excuse me. So, with new teams for their league, getting ready to go across the country playing some banana ball.
Yeah, we have no idea if Memphis will get game day yet, but this is really the next best thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting.
Some would say.
Like, all right,
maybe even better.
We're going to sell out? Is it going to sell out?
It should sell out AutoZone.
I would
easily.
I think it would easily sell out. So, yeah, the Savannah Bananas Baseball Club, if you're not familiar, just Google them and see what they do. It's a new way of playing America's pastime, and they're great. And they'll be here in Memphis March 7th and 8th, 2026. So we've already got this is a big sports couple of days here to circle on your calendar for next year. But this is huge. This is huge. So the party animals will play the Indianapolis Clowns, which is one of the new teams, the Indianapolis Clowns. It sounds, you know, Pat McAfee's got to be involved somewhere with the Indianapolis Clowns games at some point, right?
You would think. Although
I'm not calling
him
a clown necessarily.
No. Well,
but
we can call him a clown.
He is the comic relief.
Definitely. But there is some history to the name. Carries the name of a former Negro Leagues team.
Oh, really?
So a lot of history involved there. You know, we did some research, talked about earlier with J&J. Pretty cool. Their primetime coach who is going to be involved with them, it's actually Ryan Howard. Former Philly.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Big name guy coming in for them.
So this is cool that this is
very
happening,
cool.
But the thing is the Savannah Bananas are not coming, but it's the other two teams that play the Savannah Bananas?
For Memphis. Well, for actually not just Memphis, but a lot of the cities, yes. It's going to
be. So we will not get the Bananas. We will get
the Party Animals.
We're going to get the Party Animals. And the Indianapolis Clowns will be competing in banana ball.
Yes.
Which is the Savannah Banana style of baseball in Memphis. But is this like you're like saying the Harlem Globetrotters are coming, but it's the other team, but not the Globetrotters?
Yes, but no. This is actually, I think they want to say that they're turning this almost into like its own micro independent league where these teams are actually competing against each other. Like there are
actual wins and losses. Is this a tryout to get a team? Can we get a team?
You never know. I mean, because now they're going from, what is it, 3 or 4 to 6, I think it is, for this tour. And they're going to a bunch of really cool places. They're going to be playing at Kyle Field and Neyland.
Really?
And they'll play at Gillette Stadium and the Superdome.
Those all have got to have the bananas there. Bananas are
on
those.
I would think
games.
A lot of those huge
So that's why
ones.
We're getting the smaller venue
game.
Like, it'd have to be, Simmons
teams.
Bank would have to be done with the construction. If you're getting the bananas, you're playing, it's a stadium show now. This is Taylor Swift. This is WrestleMania. This is not, you don't play at the smaller venues like a Willie Nelson would. No,
yeah.
You wouldn't be doing, no. You wouldn't, that Snowden Grove show, you wouldn't do that. So this is, but I still think it's very interesting. But the fact that the bananas will not, be competing, George. And so I don't know how disappointed I am. But all right, we've got to get ready for the weekend. We know tonight there's a big game. We know most of y'all have picked your winner of who you want to walk away with the winner in the game, because it does matter. If game day is coming to Memphis, South Florida's got to win tonight. What else has got to happen? Your Memphis getting game day guide to the weekend is on the other side of the break. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company without Jeffrey here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
All right, we could have game day back in Memphis. There's a chance. Nothing's been announced. If you're just tuning in, nothing's been announced. But we know the situation, right? Memphis undefeated right now, the favorite to make the college football playoffs from the G6. And there is a big game coming up 2 weeks from now on the 25th of October, happening at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium as the Memphis Tigers go up against the University of South Florida Bulls. So for those who want game day and believe it's a possibility, which is possible, anything's possible. I'm saying there's a chance. There is a chance that game day could return to Memphis. But in order for it to happen, it's well established on these airwaves that we need to see South Florida win tonight as they take on North Texas. So it's beneficial that to have Memphis and South Florida remain in the top 25. Memphis, of course, has to take care of business in Birmingham next week against the University of Alabama, Birmingham, playing the Blazers. South Florida's got, do they have a game? What's the, are they scheduled? They've had a heck of a schedule, I'll tell you what. South Florida. That's the schedule.
South Florida on October 18th is playing at Raymond James Stadium against the Florida Atlantic Owls. Okay. FAU going cross
and they're not worth
state.
A darn. They're not worth.
No, they're terrible. Yeah. They're terrible. They go cross state to play the Bulls.
So what else needs to happen, right? What else needs to happen? If South Florida needs to win, what else are we rooting for tomorrow? How can we preview the weekend? Memphis is off this weekend, but there is a great slate of games that we're looking forward to, George, and they could have implications for a possible game day in Memphis if ESPN was to come to trying to decide between Memphis and another game. So what do we got? What do we got to start with?
I have identified five potential conflicting games on the same weekend.
All right.
As USF in Memphis. First off, I think the big one for me is Ole Miss, ranked number 4 currently, at Oklahoma, ranked number 6. Yes, I understand game day has already been to Norman, but, I mean, it's a top 10 SEC matchup between two
right.
pretty huge brands. Another one, we've got Missouri.
All right, okay, so we'll go back. You got 5. We'll look at that one. All right, so we'll... Go through.
Okay.
We have Missouri.
We have Missouri at Vanderbilt. We know game day would love every opportunity to go over to Nashville, especially Vanderbilt. Been a pretty feel-good story these last two seasons.
Okay.
Another SEC game here. Texas A&M goes to Baton Rouge to play Louisiana State University. In the Bayou. How dare I almost do that? Probably going to be a night game there at Tiger Stadium, as it always is. Then we've got two outside of the SEC that could be a little interesting. We have BYU on the road at Iowa State, two ranked teams there as well. To me, that one's a little bit interesting because of ESPN's connection, at least part-time connection with the Big 12. They have that contract as well.
And they have not the conference has not hosted a game day since 2023.
Really?
That's what I read. I believe
wow.
it's in the Daily Memphian. So not since the Texas Oklahoma the Red River game.
Oh, Red River when it was still in the Big 12.
Yeah, so they really have to go back further if you look at. It.
Yeah, if you really want to look, the other one that has the potential to get there in a similar way of Memphis and USF, well, you have the University of Illinois, the Fighting Illini, on the road in Seattle against the Washington Huskies. Washington right now is 4-1. Illinois in a similar spot. They are still ranked 17 this week.
So let's look at some of these games and how it. So what's Ole Miss got going on this weekend?
Ole Miss this weekend hosts Washington State University. Looks to be about a cupcake. So
where would Washington State be in the American? Not great. I mean, North Texas already
waxed.
Showed them. Yeah. So it seems like Ole Miss is going to keep winning. So, but you could cheer for Washington State, but you're also that I'm conflicted on that one. Cause you kind of want, I want Ole Miss versus Memphis in the playoffs. So I don't
yeah,
know
no,
what
that's,
to do
that's
there.
True.
You know?
I mean, and also do you really want to root for a team that's a 32 point dog.
I don't think that's going to change, but Oklahoma does have to.
Yes, Oklahoma.
They're occupied this week because it is the Red River rivalry this weekend against Texas. And I don't think it's far-fetched, especially from what we've seen from the SEC this year. I mean, I know we haven't seen much from Texas, but.
Who the hell knows?
This is Oklahoma's weekend to prove that they are on that top half of the SEC where they or currently ranked, or are they just, you know, in the middle like almost everybody else? So we'll see.
Unless they're starting quarterback. I mean,
but there's also injury.
Mateer might not play. We still have no. He's probable, but he's been up the last couple of weeks. He had thumb surgery on his throwing hand not 4 weeks ago. What are we talking about? Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm over that storyline. It's crazy though, but like Oklahoma has like will he play or will he not play? Well, that should be the story going with Texas, right? Like, should they be playing Arch or not be playing Arch? But that's definitely a game of the week. But you got to be cheering for Texas, right? So if you're a Memphis fan, you're cheering for Texas versus Oklahoma. You need to push Oklahoma down a few notches so the Ole Miss Oklahoma game does not seem great. Missouri has a big challenge this weekend, right?
Missouri has a huge one. Where did that game run off to? Missouri hosting University of Alabama, Crimson Tide, number 8 Alabama at number 14 Missouri in Columbia this weekend. Alabama currently a 2.5-point favorite after taking down Georgia on the road.
Now, Alabama already has hosted a game day this year with the Vanderbilt matchup, right? Just last week. And so we don't have to be worried about them. And they're not really in contention for any of these great games. However, Missouri, though, is playing Vanderbilt the same day Memphis plays South Florida. We need to see Missouri lose to Alabama this weekend. So it might be hard for some of y'all to do, but say Roll Tide. Roll Tide. This is your guide now to who needs to win or lose for the game day scenario. It's more than just about South Florida. South Florida's got to make it happen tonight in order to get the game day possibility, but we need some of these other things to make it an easier decision. So Missouri lose. Vanderbilt, what's Vanderbilt got going on?
Vanderbilt is on a bye this week.
So nothing.
However, they do have a test right before that game against Missouri, October 18th. So next weekend, they host number 11 LSU.
But I think it's fair to say if Missouri loses to Alabama this weekend, they're not going to game day for Missouri versus Vanderbilt.
Probably not.
I think Missouri is ranked 14. They're going to be barely hanging on to the top 25 after losing to Alabama. They have every opportunity
to lose against LSU. Missouri, I don't know if Missouri has a bye in between. Let me take a look. No, Missouri does not get a break. Missouri has to go on the road to Auburn next week, which is also, I mean, Jordan-Hare is a very tough place to play. That's a very losable game.
Another game you mentioned Texas A&M and LSU. We know the game is at LSU. Game day loves to go there. Who doesn't like playing, you know?
Me.
Under the lights. Yes. Ole Miss for sure.
Been there.
Texas A&M and LSU, where are these guys matched up this weekend?
If I am not mistaken. Oh, Texas A&M. Excuse me. A&M. How could I forget this one? Texas A&M hosts Florida, the hot Florida Gators. At Kyle Field in College Station.
Home game against Florida. Florida, are they turning it around, or are they for real after last week? Or was it just all...
We are not totally sure. It's Florida's offense where the real questions are, because I think we all are kind of in the same boat in thinking that Florida's defense is pretty legit. I mean, they've not been the issue with Florida so far this season. It's, you know, moving the ball down the field and not turning it over 5 times in one game. Looking at you, DJ.
Memphis fans do the Gator chop here. So let's go LSU this weekend. You got to be sure. So we're cheering for Florida over Texas A&M. LSU, who are they matched up?
LSU, of course, at Tiger Stadium, getting that night game, as they always do.
Under those lights, yeah.
Playing host to the South Carolina Gamecocks.
All right, that's easy. We can root for the real USC there. We can cheer for them. We can cheer for that, and that's not a problem. So we're cheering for South Carolina. That's a possible win, though.
Absolutely.
We're looking at so far all of these. I'm optimistic. I can see a Texas upsetting Oklahoma. Bama for sure beating Missouri. Florida over A&M seems tough, who knows, right? Florida is supposed to be better than they've been. And then we've got South Carolina. Sure, they're the perfect type of team to do something there against LSU. So I'm happy. So far, I'm feeling comfortable there that we can – get through this slate here. So we're switching out. We're getting out of the SEC now, right? Those are the big SEC games. The BYU-Iowa State, they could get the Big 12, the conference that does that doesn't want Memphis. It's in such
the
a
cursed
slump.
Big 12.
Since 2023, they have not had a game day. So we have BYU and Iowa State, two ranked teams that would be playing on October 25th. BYU, who was BYU matched up with this weekend?
So this weekend, BYU, both these teams, if I'm not mistaken, are on the road. They've got big road games this weekend.
Oh, I like the sound of that. I like
BYU
the sound.
On the road at 4-1 Arizona, down in the desert in Tucson. See if we are going to root for some Noah Fifita.
It's on the road. I like that it's on the road. Okay. All right, that's easy. I can root for Arizona. I have no issues with that. I'm not liking that one. We've got
not the greatest. I well aware.
But hey, what channel is that one on? Are we gonna be able to watch that?
It's on the two. It's on ESPN.
Okay,
the
great,
Deuce.
Easy to find. Then we had Iowa State. You say they're on the road as well. Memphis'
yes.
Liberty Bowl rival.
Midday, they get a midday game. The 2:30 kick on ESPN. Iowa State on the road. In Boulder, taking on the Colorado Buffs.
Oh, that's easy. Memphis is a Colorado town, if there ever was one. We love Colorado and Deion Sanders. I cheer for him all the time anyway. All right, this is great. All right, so then, is that it? Did we have another game?
We had one more that was challenging Memphis? Sneaky potential, because it's played in a big city. University of Washington is not off to the worst start. They're 4-1 right now.
Okay.
That's
a great start. Yeah.
The bigger problem for that matchup is going to be who Illinois plays this weekend. Even though Illinois is the home team in Champaign, they are playing host to number one team in the country, the Ohio State University. The Buckeyes going on the road as a 14.5
Oh, man, you're telling me I got to cheer for Ohio State this weekend.
Pretty much. I mean, let me see what Washington's up to.
What's Washington up to?
Washington is not ranked at the moment.
But they could. If they win this weekend, I think they got a potential to slide in there, because 4-1's not terrible.
No, if they get to 5-1 and if they have a decent game this weekend, let's see who they have on their schedule. They play Rutgers.
Ooh.
So we'll see. That'll get them they probably should win that game. Should get them to 5-1, 2-1 in the Big Ten. This one also being played at Husky Stadium.
All right, so there we have it. This is so we know tonight, South Florida, it's easy. Got to cheer for South Florida. And so here's your rundown. Write them down, y'all. This is who you're cheering for tomorrow if you want the Tigers to be in the best position. For game day, you need to be cheering for Texas over Oklahoma, Alabama over Missouri, Florida over Texas A&M, the University of Southern Carolina, USC. I put down USA. I got to put down SOCAR.
SCAR, yeah.
Yeah. We have South Carolina over LSU. We have Arizona over BYU. These are not picks. Now, usually you listen to this show and you get picks, right? These are not picks. This is
who we need to root for. This is our rooting guide.
To who to root for if you're a Tiger fan this weekend, because no Tiger game is on, but your chances of game day could get clearer after this weekend. Arizona over BYU, Colorado over Iowa State. We have Ohio State over Illinois and Rutgers over Washington. George, how many of these do you think we're going to get here? And we're not against the spread. This is just a straight pick.
Just money lines. Not that many.
There's no way to get half. You don't think we can get half of them? Can we get four? Can we get four of the eight?
There are some of these that could certainly get a little weird.
Of course, none of it matters if South Florida.
Oh, if South Florida loses, like, the rest of this is just, you know, we just spent 10 minutes on nothing.
But that's what it's, you know, this is what it's about. This is fun right now. This is where you want to be. This is where you want to be. In contention, having a shot for a game day and a spot in the college football playoffs. That's what it's all about this time of year. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright coming here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right. We got more from Ja Morant. You know, the Grizzly season tips off officially very, very soon. So, Ja, more with his status. Will he be playing on opening night? What did he say, George?
This comes to us from DeMichael Cole on Ja Morant, on people being concerned about him possibly missing opening night against the Pelicans with that ankle. Quote from Ja, "They be tweaking," he said with a smile. I don't know about you, but that warms my heart a little bit. Makes me really feel like he's going to be playing come Wednesday the 22nd.
They be tweaking. Tell your story. His story is they be tweaking.
Hey, it's a pretty good story.
We've got what could be, and you know, we talk about the Grizzlies opening night would be just a few days before the game day, which is a few days before. Like, what a massive sports week we could be having starting October 22nd through that Monday here, Matt. My goodness, it's great time to be a fan here in Memphis. Thanks, y'all, for listening. Jeffrey will be back here on the show on Monday to recap everything from the weekend. I want to thank Marcus Hunter for joining me, George for helping out on the other side of the glass. I will thank you for listening. I am Kevin Cerrito. Until next time, I will see you around the territory.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.